All right, Sal, third and one right now for the Pirates. 6:55 with the running clock going. Messing hands off to Derek Huff. More room to run. Gets about 10, 11 more yards until he's brought down to the 35-yard line.
By number 23 for the Hatchets, and again, that must be one of the JV players. So we'll say the shadow and the JV players from the Maddox Hatchets made that hit.
I mean, for the amount of lights out here, there are a lot of shadows. I'm not going to lie.
Well, the only the shadow knows was a radio program. See, Meyer and I knew about that.
And how long ago was that?
We won't talk about that.
Was that before or after the telegraph was invented?
We won't talk about that either.
So right now, first and 10 for the Pirates at the Hatchet 35-yard line. It's getting chilly out here. It actually feels like fall. 6 minutes, a little fumble on the play, but recovered behind the line of scrimmage by the running back going through. Looks like it was recovered by number 8, which is Tyler Krueger of the Pirates.
And number 24 for the Hatchets jumped on him as he tried to get in there and fight for the ball, but he was able to hang on to it, the Pirate. Pirates lead in this one, 35 to zip. We got a running clock.
With 5:30 left in the fourth quarter, Harbor Beach up 35, nothing. They are on the Hatchet 36-yard line, second and 11 to go. With Kurt Messing back under center for the Pirates. He started the game, then Eli Kraft saw a few plays, and then scored a few touchdowns, and they brought it right back. And right now, number 21 carrying the ball for the Pirates. Number 21, that's Evan Blanchard, his first carry of the game.
And number 20, Josh Geiger, and let's see, number 22 getting up slow for the Hatchets, and that is... one of those players again.
You know, we're going to start to sound like we don't know what we're talking about.
I know. Well, at least we know who our insurance agency might be, K&S. If you're looking for an affordable coverage insurance that fits your needs, check K&S.
Right down Harbor Beach. So, third and five right now. Messing tosses it to his left to number two, Travis Essmaker. Gets about 10 yards before being brought down by about four Hatchets. Good enough for a Harbor Beach first down.
Metzer and number 24 for the Hatchets over there on the hit. But as you say, he was able to scamper that left side and picked up a first down.
And that's actually for 15 yards. So now the Pirates on the Hatchet 15 on the door, knocking again for another touchdown.
I don't think you'll see the Pirates put the ball in the air. They'll just keep it on the ground.
No,
quick pitches and run it up the middle.
I think Troy Schalke has somewhere to be, that's all.
Yeah. Oh.
So right now, Messing hands it off to number 21. Evan Blanchard for his second carry. Gets about a gain of two. His second carry, good. He now has 8 yards in the books.
White and Metzer along with number 55, Rogers, making the hit. As they tried that right side and they'll only get a couple yards. Clock ticking away, tick, 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 tick.
As we're approaching 9 o'clock here on Cruise 102, the station that rocks the docks and shakes lakes, and dare I say even rattle the cattle. Right now, so your home for all high school football, all season long, week number one right now. Harbor Beach first, Bad Axe Hatchets. Kurt Messing's going to keep this one around the left side as he gets down to the 5-yard line,
he's in.
In for the touchdown, Kurt Messing takes it himself from the 14-yard line in for the touchdown. So Kurt Messing down to the mix. The score is now 41-0. We're going to be right back after this on WLEW.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach here. And approaching 9 o'clock with 3 minutes left on the clock. It is now 42 Pirates, Bad Axe, nothing.
Well, the biggest thing for the Hatchets is that the first 4 minutes of that third quarter, they couldn't do anything offensively, and they've went downhill since then.
So right now, it is 3 minutes remaining, 42-0 for the Pirates, as this point game is just about wrapping up. Are kicking right to left across your radio, and the Hatchets will be taking it left to right across back across your radio with 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach up 42-0 points for the Hatchets. And although the score is lopsided, I must say there has been glimmers of hope for the Hatchet program, which has seen a lot of just frustration in the past 2 years. So right now, the ball picked up from the 30-yard line, taken up out to the 36-yard line.
Well, defensively, they had a good scheme here for the Pirates, but they didn't have an answer for them in the second half with the speed that some of the players that set out in that first half played in the second half.
And number three, Mark Amon, actually received that kickoff. So right now, Bad Axe onto the field once again, first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. One man out wide, two in the backfield. The fullback, number 47, Spencer Kelly. And number four, Dylan White. Dylan White gets the ball. Moves back by about a 4 or 5 Pirates in black.
And led by number 45, Sloan Klasky.
There you go.
Making the hit for the Pirates.
As the clock continues to tick down, 2 minutes remaining with a running clock, 42-0. Harbor Beach over Bad Axe thus far. And you're hearing over the PA announcer right now, as you heard during our halftime show, Harbor Beach JV defeated Dryden last night quite easily. Was it 34-7 there?
Yes.
Okay, so 34-7 for JV Harbor Beach. As number 17,
little mix-up, but he's carrying the ball.
And he keeps it for himself and actually gets ahead about 4 or 5 yards back up to the 43-yard line of his own territory. It's now going to be third and about 4 or 5.
Travis Sessmaker making the hit for the Pirates.
So that's going to be a gain of 4 officially for number 17. One of those unknown numbers for us. And a large reason for that, if you're just joining us, is because actually Bad Axe brought up a large number of their JV because they had to cancel the game due to injuries and their scrimmage and everything else going on. Currently, for new head coach Mark Minetti, very, very promising, though, for the new head coach in Bad Axe. Very strong defense at points here during this game. Wing T right now for the Hatchets. As they hand it off to number 47, Spencer Kelly moves forward about 3 yards, but there is a flag on the play.
That could mean either a face mask or holding. He's given the holding signal, so it's going to cost the Hatchets.
No, that's face mask. That's a personal foul. Face mask against the Pirates. So that's going to advance, and that's going to be an automatic first down, in fact. So they move it up from the 43-yard line all the way across into Pirate territory to the 42-yard line of the Pirates. So a 15-yard penalty there from the spot of the foul. First and 10 for the Hatchets, now into Pirate territory with 39 seconds remaining in this game. 42-0 Harbor Beach, running clock for both teams. The Hatchets still in the wing tee. Hands it off to number 4, Dylan White. Takes it onto its left side. Moves forward about 5 yards before being stopped by everyone but basically one player of the Pirates in that big mosh pit there. 15.
Yep, so we'll say a host of Pirates on that.
A host of Pirates, that's right. As they are hosting the